The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, November 9, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez on Thursday inspected the construction works in El Morao community in transformation. The head of state was accompanied by Roberto Morales Ojeda, member of the Political Bureau and Secretary of Organization of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, and top party and government officials in Havana, in the neighborhood the Presidency of the Republic reported on its X account. El Morao in the Havana municipality, La Lisa, is one of the 11 neighborhoods undergoing transformation in which 1,500 people have benefited from changes undergone with paved streets, sports and recreational areas, health care and education. The transformation plan in Havana's neighborhoods is a multifactorial strategy implemented by the government to return vitality to vulnerable communities and their residents. The Minister of Education of Cuba, Naima Ariadne Trujillo, called at the 42nd General Conference of UNESCO to tirelessly maintain efforts in pursuit of peace, sustainable development, and the eradication of poverty. When speaking in the general policy debate of the forum, the head of the island's delegation described achieving peace and sustainable development as essential and urgent objectives and affirmed that Cuba shares those desires. The Cuban minister pointed out that the international scenario is increasingly dangerous and challenging, and like never before puts human survival itself at risk by aggravating and perpetuating the structural problems of underdevelopment already accumulated, and with economic and social dimensions and educational, food, cultural, climatic, and ethical impacts. However, she insisted that in the face of such complex circumstances, noble objectives cannot be assumed as a chimera, and reiterated the island's deep commitment to UNESCO and the values it represents. In the context of the 39th Havana International Fair, the Cuban government thanked Vietnam for more than 60 years of solid and uninterrupted relations and its collaboration in difficult times. Vietnam Day was celebrated at the fair in the presence of Hoang Minh Chien, Deputy Director General of Vietnam's Trade Promotion Department of the Ministry of Industry and Commerce, Lo Thanh Thung, Ambassador in Havana, and Cuban authorities. Eduardo Rodriguez, Cuban Minister of Transportation, pointed out that Vietnam has become the second trading partner, the main investor in the Asian region, and the largest supplier of rice for the Cuban population. It also stands out for its active participation in the investment process in the Maria Special Development Zone, with five businesses in the light and agri-food industries and in renewable energies. Rodriguez invited officials, a businessman from that Southeast Asian nation, to participate in the ninth session of the Vietnam-Cuba Business Committee with an important business forum. For his part, Hoang reaffirmed the willingness of his state and government to expand and strengthen economic and commercial ties with Cuba, maintained for six decades. Working for accessible, resilient, and friendly tourism is an essential objective of the regional startup workshop on sustainable tourism that's taking place today in the Cuban spa city of Varadero. Based at the Brisas del Caribe Hotel, the event is focused on incorporating biodiversity, conservation, and mitigation of climate change in the sustainable development of tourism in Cuba, the Cuba plan supported by the United Nations Development Program and the Global Environment Facility. According to the director of the Institute of Ecology and Systematics, Jacqueline de Los Angeles Perez, achieving environmental sustainability in the Cuban tourism sector through the correct implementation of mechanisms becomes a key methodology of the project in order to obtain good results. The national director of the project, Freddy Morales, explained that the workshop will allow a visualization of the progress to date regarding topics such as the fight for sustainable tourism that is inserted within the basis of the National Economic and Social Development Plan 2030 and the State Plan to confront climate change. Composed of five intertwined components that strengthen the institutional framework, the integration of biodiversity in the sector, demonstration of standards, knowledge management, and monitoring and evaluation of programs, the project contributes to the sustainability of tourism in Cuba. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero concluded an official visit to China that he described as successful after different conversations at the highest level, business exchanges, and the signing of agreements. When making an assessment of his stay, Marrero highlighted the meeting with President Xi Jinping and commented that the Chinese head of state emphasized his country's invariable support for the sovereignty of the island and against the United States blockade, and raised the political will to extend bilateral cooperation. The Cuban head of government referred to the potential of closer multi-sector collaboration that elevates economic and commercial relations to the same level as the excellent political ties. On November 5, the Cuban Prime Minister participated in the inauguration of the China International Import Expo and gave a speech in which he advocated for fair, inclusive, multilateral, and mutually beneficial international cooperation against unilateralism and protectionism. And in the international agenda, we have that the High Court of Accounts and Administrative Litigation of Haiti announced the postponement of judicial and financial hearings in protest against the kidnapping of five of its employees. Workers were held by armed individuals while they were on their way to the court, the entity said in a statement. The statement referred that ahead of the indignation felt by all the personnel and the climate of violence that has settled in its premises, the court is forced to postpone all the hearings of its administrative and financial courts until further notice. It further stated that, as the victims do not have the financial means to meet the demands of the kidnappers, the High Court hopes that they will be released as soon as possible in order to facilitate the resumption of activities in the institution. Meanwhile, the 12th Conference of the Latin American and Caribbean Network of Researchers and Policymakers in Services, RedLAS, was opened on Wednesday in Mexico. Mexico is the sub-regional headquarters of RedLAS, which depends on the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, and it was established in 1951 to serve 10 countries, Costa Rica, Cuba, El Salvador, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, and the Dominican Republic. RedLAS acts as a technical assistance and research center to advise the region's governments on the design, formulation, monitoring, and evaluation of public policies, in addition to providing training to public officials in Mexico and Central America. Hugo Beteta, RedLAS director in Mexico, opened the meeting in which he explained that modern or digital services have been the most dynamic segment of world trade and can contribute to regional development, environmental sustainability, and financial and digital inclusion. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.